health, education, community, and further afield. Obviously, what has happened over the last couple of weeks has been a game changer, to use the phrase, about where the Lanzarote agreement stands for Ayr members going into 2017. So at this stage, it's been decided that we will now prepare in the next 10 days to commence a ballot of our members for industrial and strike action, which will be actioned should there be a failure on government's part, who are the other partner in this agreement, to get involved in meaningful discussions. This is a matter of urgency for our members. We do want to have this cleared before the third week of December if possible. At this moment in time, I'm waiting for direction from the National Executive Council on exactly the question that will be posed to our members in that ballot paper. And indeed, as of today, as of right now, we are now preparing the logistics of this. But this is a very serious situation, and it has been portrayed in some media outlets that it's a saber-rattling exercise. We can assure people that it's not, and it is regrettable that unfortunately it's got to this stage where members believe that it's vitally important that they not be forgotten about in any future pay movement that government are proposing. Because heretofore, government have been somewhat selective in who they apply various allowances to or various pay movements. And I am conscious that that is causing a great deal of anxiety amongst the membership that we represent, which are predominantly in the lower paid sectors. We don't mind that where people are working within the Lanzarote Road Agreement in trying to make adjustments to allowances and so forth, because that, in fairness, is provided for within the agreement. But what has happened in recent weeks, including, as you referred to, the Garda Representative Association and AGSI, is very clear departure from what was envisaged in the agreement and what has been agreed in the agreement. The issue for us also is that government are declaring that the agreement has not been breached. Unfortunately, that particular transmission is not actually being received by Ayr members, because quite rightly what Ayr members are saying is the agreement has two parties. One is the Public Service Committee of the ICTU, representing the affiliates, one of them being SIPTU, and also government itself. The officers of the Public Service Committee would have briefed the affiliates in Belfast on Wednesday and have made it quite clear that they've communicated to government, to the minister responsible, which is Pascal Donoghue, that there is indeed a fundamental breach in the Lansdowne Road Agreement. And actually, to use a phrase, we believe amongst their membership that actually it's a breach too far, and we really need to take some kind of action in order to protect the collective agreement which we have, which has also served the economy and the